Hey fellow ServiceNow devotees, get ready to embark on a journey through the fascinating realm of ServiceNow with none other than the service docs themselves. I'm James Downs.
And I'm Russ Shear. Whether you're new to ServiceNow, pre-Aspen veteran, or just a curious soul, we're here to bring you ServiceNow curiosities, exhilarating interviews, and don't forget the infamous A to Z game.
But mostly, it's about the random ramblings of two middle-aged guys with a funny story to tell, right?
Yeah, true. The ducks are ready, the mics are on, and we can't wait to have you join us. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Service Ducks podcast. It's been an absolute while, a while.
Yeah.
And Jay, I've only just noticed you've got your hoodie back on.
You know, someone's got to rep the Service Ducks.
I know.
People start forgetting who we are.
I'm not flying the flag. And is that a new plant in the background? Oh, two new plants, I noticed.
So, three. Well, same plants, just more visible. So this this plant needs to be over there.
you've been moving around. And is that painting as well? New carpet, perhaps?
No, I think, well, there was a rug down, but it was getting particularly annoying, to be honest with you. So it's out of the way. But there will be some improvements to this very soon, I think. I might mention about a ServiceNow light that I was going to get up there, like an LED one.
You did. Do you know what we still haven't done? And I might be giving this away, actually. I'm going to do it now. Do you know what we haven't done, right? Cool. So, hang on. Am I particularly gainy for you?
No, you sound good.
Let me turn it down because it looks like I'm going into the red. Anyway, who cares? Oh, actually, before I say that, I've got all this technology around me, headsets, everything. I've had to run downstairs and steal my daughter's headset for this. Gone old school, kind of, what is it, a phono jack kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing I was going to mention, and I'm going to give this away. So one thing we haven't done, we haven't done a lot of things, but we're going to talk, just to give the viewers, the listeners, whatever, a flavor. We're going to talk about Knowledge 24 in this episode. So we're going to kind of specifically look at the agenda. We did this last year. It went down well. We're going to bring up the agenda and kind of mosey on through it. There'll be no surprises to know. We haven't really talked about what we're going to discuss on this podcast other than look at the agenda, what's happening. And actually, we've got a bit of a surprise, not in this episode, but we've got a something that's coming up potentially next week. Can't remember when this is going out, but it looks like we might have a Vegas correspondent again this year.
Yes.
The same as last year. Someone special. We've got to wait for them to confirm.
Discount the people we had on last year.
But we've got to wait for them to confirm and get the dates locked in. But we'll talk about that more later on and what we're going to be doing. But the one thing we haven't done, we were going to do our Christmas episode where we swap presents, right?
Yes, we have not done that. Yeah.
But I'm going to – have I still got it? I'm going to reveal something to you now. I'm going to show you one of your presents. This is. Do you know what this is?
This is how we'll do it. Maybe we could do it now.
But no, I'm going to show you one. But do you know what this is, though? Last time I showed you, or I told you, that I bought you a selection box, didn't you? Didn't I? Do you remember?
Yeah, and you ate it, I think.
Because it was sat in my office, and I just thought I'd ate it. So this is the theme. Every episode we do, I'm going to show you what you could have won.
What you could have had.
No, check this out. This is quite cool, right? I'm going to have to move across there. One second.
Yeah,
talk amongst yourselves for a second.
We will eventually get to the Christmas episode. Maybe next Christmas will be the time that we actually
come back over.
Oh, with the grace of a delicate swan. Right, okay. And this is because I wanted to show you this for ages, right? And I can't contain the excitement. But it's related. What do you think it might be?
I've literally got no idea.
It's related to something you just said, right? And I want to give you this to put in person. And I want one myself. But check this out.
Oh, yes.
How cool is that? Well, it looks backwards. Does it look backwards to you?
No. It's all good to me. Good to the camera. Don't worry.
It's like a metal plaque, right?
With
neon words on it. But if you're just listening to this, it's a metal plaque that says Service Ducks Podcast. And it's something that, James, you can put behind you on the wall.
Yes.
How cool is that? I've only just noticed... There's no holes in it. There's no way to hang it on the wall. So you might have to put some sticky stuff on.
Yeah. Okay.
How cool is that?
Oh, awesome. I like that.
You see? Always thinking. You're going to have to go and buy something better now, aren't you?
My gift to you is incredibly comedic.
Oh, right.
Completely useless.
Oh, that's all right. I've got loads of useless ones for you. Don't worry. I went pound shopping.
You got multiple gifts.
But that's slightly silly bit out of the way. So what have you been up to? Tell us. Talk to me.
I've been doing a few things last few weeks. I think actually it's been so busy. We mentioned this last time.
Yeah.
So incredibly busy that we struggled to find time to do recording, which is a shame. But yeah, it's been so hectic, I think, in my world. Probably seen recently, I've been involved in a webinar.
Oh, yes. I saw that all over LinkedIn. There he was.
So obviously fantastic excuse to really get up to speed with the Washington features. We wanted to put something out there to show, hey, these are the things that are new. I found that the general theming around Washington, I found, was very much for application developers. Some of the new stuff, the new geeky stuff.
Do you think they do that? Like, one of the things I've noticed before is like ServiceNow do one release where it's dev orientated, and then the next release is kind of new feature stuff. If you know what I mean.
Yeah,
value proposition things.
Yeah,
do you think that's the case this time?
To and fro, I think. Yeah, I think this time it's definitely, it's kind of fits in that space of, let's expand what it can do. Probably the kind of rarer things that you see actually in use.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the likes of the SDK and like the GraphQL Explorer and things like that. These were like brand new things to me, really.
Yeah. I saw you'd done some YouTube videos actually as well, you sneaky little devil. Some SDK walkthroughs.
Did we mention our little competition? Because we have not said about that at all.
Let's not talk about that.
Is that just because of the result?
Before we can do, but before we do that, so your webinar you did for it was a work thing, right? It was a DXC thing. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was a DXC thing. Pound in the jar. It went really well. I think you know, personally, for doing webinars, it's a great excuse because it's live. Mm-hmm. And it's a fantastic, you know, thing to kind of get over yourself when you're doing these kind of demos. Obviously, we've done demos to customers before. You kind of get in the groove. It's okay. You prep for it.
Yeah,
and it goes. You know, it should go well if you know what you're talking about. But when it's live and you know the pressure's on a little bit, you know the butterflies go a little bit. It's good. It's good experience, and I think to be honest with you, it couldn't go on any better.
What do you mean from it? So what do you mean when you say it went well? What's your indicator for well? Just how you felt? People asking questions? People turning up?
You immediately know if you've managed to get through a demonstration and not waffle, you manage to hit all the necessary points without, you know, veering off elsewhere.
Yeah.
Timing wise as well, that's really important for any kind of demonstration.
Did you have any white rabbit moments? Do you have any ta-das? I like a ta-da.
There was a couple of those. Yeah. There was a couple of ta-da moments, I think. There was a few moments where it's like, you know, oh, and this is the result. Or, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the view behind the scenes, smoke and mirrors. And
oh, of course there is.
What I made earlier. Moments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course there is. Every good demo has all that.
Yeah, you got to do that.
How many people turned up, do you know?
Yeah, I think it was between about 60 to 80 people.
Really?
There was, obviously, lots more have now viewed it from the link because it was at a time where it's like 9 a.m. UK time, 10 a.m. Central European time. So it's good to get people on the hop, you know, once they're kind of fresh and fresh-minded for these sorts of things and that sort of time. So it's something different with trialing like that sort of time to do it.
Do you know if it was like more Devi orientated or more like, you know, management team turning up?
Well, this is a challenge because the whole topic was around application development, and this is for application developers. So the way I tried to do it is that I tried to portray the value for it for the sake of platform owners and those who are more interested in that sort of thing, but then not go too deeply into the dev sort of side of things.
Yeah, so it's hard,
a high level mention. But the audience was mixed. It's definitely mixed. There was a few kind of Devi people in there, a few kind of platform owner people in there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an interesting mix of people.
That went well. Have you got more coming up, more scheduled in?
Yeah, there's another one coming up actually end of this month. To do a update. So anyone who went to the dev meetup in DXC's office.
I was there.
Where was that? Was that last month?
Yeah. Last month? No.
2 months ago?
January, I think.
Was it January?
No, it was the end of Jan. Yeah, it was the end of Jan.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, yeah, it's a kind of updated version of that AI ops and the maturity into AI ops. So it's another really big topic again at the moment. So it's, yeah, looking at that.
But you still haven't got your golden ticket to the knowledge, though.
No, next year. Next year will be the year.
Next year, Rodders, will be millionaires.
I have some exciting updates for you as well with something else.
Oh, have you got me a ticket?
When I came home with this from the Formula One Grand Prix, I've got the mini McLaren F1 car, right?
I remember your impression of the Tango Man more so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've now got myself one of the little Lego sets and built my next McLaren car.
I love the fact that as grown men, we've just got like Lego scattered across the... Have I ever shown you my Indiana Jones Lego?
No.
Oh.
No.
So, let me to kind of just diverge a little bit. It's an Indiana set of Temple of Doom. So, it's like movie set. So, it's got like, I'm just looking at it now. It's got three scenes, like one where the boulder's chasing him, one where he's kind of got a whip and going over the snaky thing, and another one where he's getting the artifact and putting the sand back on and the light, and there's a light brick in it and it shows up as well.
Oh, that's cool.
I'll show you.
Do you do this thing in like toy stores where you go in with your kids and you're not looking for the kids?
I am
looking for yourself.
1000% that person. In fact, when I was on stage at CreatorCon, that sounds better than it actually was, doesn't it? But
impressive.
It was the meetup at CreatorCon, and I was asked by Copal if I wasn't doing ServiceNow, what would my ideal job be?
Oh, yeah.
And I said toy tester.
Yes.
And I can prove that. Watch this again. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
And I will remind you, I bought this as a present to myself.
Yeah.
And I gave it to my kids to give me at Christmas. And I will remind you, this is mine. It is not my kids. It is my present, right? 1 second.
Kids are not allowed to touch it. Looking forward to this.
Have I shown you this? I don't think I have.
I don't know. You might have done. No, you haven't. Oh,
my word. This is mine. This is a Nerf sniper gun, if anyone's if anyone's watching. And do you know what I do with it? You'll like this bit.
You attack the neighbours.
Not quite. But look at the bullets it's got. It's got 8 in there, and you kind of cock it like a gun. Come on this. So my window is over the front door. So when my kids go to school in the morning and walk down the path,
you get your son in the back of the head.
I poke it out the window and shoot them. For no reason, just that it amuses me. It's how I roll, people. It's how I roll.
That's it.
but there we go. So Nerf and Lego aside, and your successful... what is it? Webinar? Whatever.
Yeah, webinars. Yeah. Other than that, just lots of looking into more use cases with Gen AI, lots of customers conversations with that as well. So it's really starting to ramp up. Exciting times.
Yeah, it was busy times.
Busy times. What have you been up to the last few weeks? You had a big event in the last couple of weeks.
What have I usually write notes down that I can talk to you. About, because I'm quite a boring person. I've got to be honest, James, I'm a bit of a lull this week. A bit of a meh week. Meh. So I've done, if you listen to this, the last couple of episodes, you'll know that I was training for a marathon, right? We talk about things like running all the time, right? So since December, the start of December, I decided I'm going to do a marathon. It wasn't as clean cut as that, but I'll make it. Just for the purpose of this, I'm going to do a marathon. That was on the Sunday just gone. So part of the reason I've been so busy this year is just training for that. And it's also the mental space that takes up, if you know what I mean. If you're not training for it, you're thinking about it. You're planning what nutrition you're taking in. You're looking at the route. And it just takes up. It's weird to describe. It takes up some mental capacity. So I've been doing that. And that all came to a head for that specific training on Sunday. I got to be honest, it was absolutely awesome. And I think I've said this to you before, that people cross the line and either say, I'm never doing one of them again.
Yeah.
Or they book another one. And I was the latter, definitely. I crossed the line and went, I'm doing this again. I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't say it was enjoyable the whole way around.
No. People do it to put themselves through pain, surely.
I did it to know that I can, right? Yeah. To know that I had the mental capacity that when the chips are down, things get tough, I can just keep pushing through stuff, right? So I did it for that challenge.
Yeah.
So I think I succeeded in my challenge. I'm quite impressed with myself for actually getting around. Immediately when I finished, I was like, I'm going to book another one, see what I can really do. But this week, you kind of, don't get me wrong, my legs the day after were a bit, not muscular pain, but a little bit painful. I'm absolutely fine now, a few days after. And I'm at this lull because you're not supposed to run, right? So I've got a week, I've decided I have a week off running. I haven't been to the gym. So I'm used to going to the gym at least twice a week, running three times a week. And if I'm not doing that, I'm doing a 3 or 5 mile walk. So this week I've just done nothing.
Yeah.
Feels
odd.
It feels meh.
Yeah.
it's like the last few nights I've spent the night, so I put the kids to bed and then spent the night just sat watching telly. And I'm like, my God, this is boring.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, well, I need to do something.
Especially with the nice weather at the moment, you're like, oh, you're not being stuck in.
Yeah, so what could I do? So I've been a bit meh this week, but I think I'm going to go to the gym tonight. I think I need that. And then, we'll see. We'll see what's what next week, but I'm definitely booking more races in. Might not be marathons this year, but I'll definitely be doing some more. I've got some more coming up that I'm sure I will talk to you about at some point.
Yes, very good. And congratulations again. It's people don't realize what an actual achievement it is in doing that. It takes,
that's,
like you say,
that's very kind of you.
Hard work and dedication, so props where it's due.
Yeah, and I will say that I put on a post on LinkedIn today, right? Because I wanted people to know that it wasn't just something I woke up and went, I'm going to do one. I've kind of been niggling there. But I'll take your mind back to a project we did together years and years ago, 6 years ago. And I've already referenced this guy on LinkedIn, right? But I won't say his name, he'll never listen anyway. But it was a conversation I had with a person at PI Planning in that project, right? And they were like, I'm doing a London Marathon. I was like, how do you do that? Yeah, I remember saying, how do you do that? I can't even run 200 meters. I was like, there's just no way I could do that. And he said, you could if you train for it. It was a very blasé. And I was like, well, no, I couldn't because you're not listening to me. I can't run 200 meters. But that stuck with me for many, many years. I remember it like it was yesterday. And it was a bit of inspiration that kind of pushed me over the edge to get it done. So I wrote, and I always feel as I've got older, as I get older, you tend to care less what people think, right? So as I got older, I like to let people know that they've had an impact on something I've done. Because I think it's a nice thing to do, right? It comes back round.
Yeah, 100%.
So 100%. I wrote a post this morning, and hopefully he's, I know he's read it, but hopefully he's made it today. But there we go. Anyway, should we move back on topic?
Okay. Yes.
What are we talking about? Knowledge stuff. Right, okay. Knowledge is happening next week. I'm expecting you to have done lots of research on this topic because that's the type of person you are. Don't shake your head. Let's have a look at what we might think is coming up with knowledge. Is there any news? Whilst you look, because you are the driver of all things screen share, I can tell you, people, that apparently, and we have to have a look at this, you've got, apparently, the keynotes are being streamed this year.
Ooh, they did not have that before, have they?
I don't think they have. Let me, oh God, I'm moving you across screen. So I found a YouTube video. Let me turn it off and I'm just going to watch it in the background and have a look. Oh, it's just saying register. Ah, no. Okay. Where was it? Yeah. So let me have a look. Keynotes, ServiceNow knowledge stream. Keynotes and highlights. So that's 2023. I'm sure I read this somewhere. I'm sure I did. Ah, okay. Where did was it an email I got? Let me have a look.
I mean, it makes it more inclusive, doesn't it? I mean,
knowledge.
If you're lucky enough to get.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Is it live streamed, but to certain people who sign up? Or is it just public?
So I got an email today. Watch Knowledge Keynotes live streamed from Vegas.
Oh.
Knowledge 24 is right around the corner, blah, 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 blah. Download the files to mark your calendar. So this is like an agenda builder we'll talk about in a minute. Okay, so this shows me, connect with Knowledge on demand. Get excited to dive into keynotes, demos, product maps, and more. Notify me. Well, I'll do that in a minute. So part of the agenda, we've got put AI to work with Bill McDermott. Yeah. Unleash the power of Gen AI from CJ Darcy and Jensi Huang. So that's NVIDIA. And CreatorCon keynote. Is this 2023? 2024. So those are the keynotes. But we've got, you can notify me. There's an email that should have gone out. Sign up to be the Knowledge Insider. Well, I'm going to do that now. So yeah, apparently they're live streamed. So I'll look forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So what else have you got? You looking at the agenda?
Yeah, do you want me to pull up the screen?
You do that. Let me sign up to be notified. Because I want to be notified. I like this kind of stuff. What's this? Country. United Kingdom. So I'll tell you something else. I have submitted, so as an MVP, did I tell you I was an MVP, by the way? I have submitted to my picture. It was official. It wasn't just some random that asked for my picture. So maybe I might be on a big board there or something. So if you listen to this and you see a picture of me anywhere on a screen, I think, take a picture, send it on LinkedIn with the hashtag, I don't know, talk to the duck.
Yeah.
Or senior Russ or something. Or tag me in. I'd love to see it on there.
That's it. Make sure you got your finger just up his nose or something as you're taking your pictures.
Yeah. Feel free
draw a little moustache on him.
Yeah, absolutely feel free to Photoshop it. So hang on that email. I've signed up to be a Knowledge Insider. All it comes up with is you've been confirmed as a Knowledge Insider, nothing else. So I've done that. Do you want me to forward you the email?
Yeah, you may as well, yeah.
Anyone else listening want it?
Anyone else want to be an insider?
Right, okay, so I'll forward you this to your Gmail. Is it JY? Oh, here we are. Here we go. Have some of that. Right, okay. Beautiful. What have we got on the agenda? Let's talk.
Well, let's have a look, shall we? So I think...
And more exciting news.
Yeah, go on.
If you're a fan of Jeremy Clarkson's Farm on Prime Video, I've just had an email literally just hot in that season 3 is now available. Yes, that's watching this weekend sorted.
Do like
Clarkson. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
it's weird how that's like strangely enjoyable to watch.
Oh, I love it. Love it. I do love it. Go on.
Right. So I can see, and something I've seen from, I think Pranav put something out around this, hasn't he, about this agenda builder. I think that's the first time I've seen that being advertised.
So this is to build your agenda. So this is if you're going to Knowledge, if you're one of the privileged few, if you've got a golden ticket, if you're a legend in your industry and going to Knowledge, there's an agenda builder that you can say what you want to go and watch and see and do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
I'm going by the numbers on that. I'm still not okay with this green, by the way.
No, I can't really see.
It's not very... accessible, is it?
No, I'm not a fan.
So I guess we can filter on day. Now, I did see a calendar view of this at some point, so I'm not sure why I'm not seeing a calendar view. Maybe I need to start adding to my agenda to seeing it.
Yeah, so I wonder what they're going to do then, because put AI to work. It's very...
2023?
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to be different. I mean, it must be different. It must be, but I wonder how.
Let's see if there's anything new in this description.
That, let's face it, that's what we're looking for. What's the new sparkly fancy things that we go,
yeah. So you're not going to get the same gasp when you're mentioning about Gen AI to do with the same personas and, unless there's new stuff.
Yeah.
With Gen AI. But,
okay.
This looks like very generic description of putting so
when
work.
Did it start? It starts on Tuesday, doesn't it? Yeah, okay.
9 Tuesday, o'clock, I think. Tuesday. Although it does mention days Sunday, Monday, but presumably Sunday's usually travel day, isn't it?
Go on then. What's on Sunday? Let's see what's Sunday.
Let's have a look. See if it filters the list in here. Nothing.
Nothing's on Sunday. Well,
nothing on Sunday. Come on, don't bother turning up on Sunday.
Because there'll be nothing there.
Nothing there.
And on Monday, what happens if you get there Monday?
Monday, we have now learning. Oh, we've got a bit of brekkie, a bit of breakfast in the morning on Monday.
So what's Monday for then? If the main event starts on... Oh, this is proper training, look. This is like a pre-training look. You've got...
You've got fundamentals going on.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I did know this because last year, I'm sure they did the same. I know people that went and did training.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Right. So the Monday is for if you're going and fancy doing a course, you can pay a sum and go and do that. Is it like a 9 to 5 jobby? Yeah, it is. 8 to 5.
Yeah, there you go. Like full day kind of course. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Let's move on. Boring.
So, yeah, you got your training on the Monday. Tuesday, let's have a look. Oh, here we go. Now we got a bit more going on in here. Presumably, this is when the keynotes kick off. Yeah.
Yeah. So Bill's going to kick them off. Bill's going to kick off. Watch out, everyone.
Yeah. That would be funny. What other keynotes have we got? Because I think you mentioned a few keynotes there, didn't we? So we got IT or cloud keynote. Interesting perspectives on IT strategies. Right. How is this terminology for you? This is very. Businessy speak.
Of course, it's not for techies, is it? Let's keep going. Let's see what else we've got. Customer service.
Customer service keynote. Okay. So usually do it by product, don't they? Automating every core of the business with Gen AI. Okay. So here's your Gen AI specific one, I guess, in the afternoon. A bit more customer one. So London Stock Exchange value with, the impact, ServiceNow impact. So, yeah, have had experience with ServiceNow Impact, so I'm sure that would be interesting.
So these are, to scroll down a bit more?
Okay, yeah.
So these are all in the main theatre, Knowledge Theatre 1. So what are the other categories we've got to play with?
So the other categories we have are, so we've got General, so I guess
can you more. Are you signed in? Can you add one to your agenda? Let's see what it looks like.
Should we try?
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Add to agenda. Oh, hello.
Okay. Fair enough. We're not going. We can't add it to agenda. Let's not go that far. Right, okay. What else have we got then? So that was general. So go along your thing then. So you got keynotes?
Yeah, so we've got general, which I think is everything.
Yes. So, keynotes we've looked at. What's next?
Yep. So we've got CraterCon.
10 things. Interesting. Okay, so this is the interesting stuff for me, I think. I think I'd lean more towards this kind of section.
Yeah. So these are the other kind of areas, I guess, the non-main stagey sort of areas.
Three levels of advanced integration. Custom
inbound REST. Interesting.
Custom?
Yeah, custom.
What else have they got? Come on.
More Gen AI. Do you see a theme? No code? Yeah, so that is a fair theme at the moment. No code, low code.
UI build that, yeah.
Like it. Yeah, and more low code. Advocate photo opportunity. Lovely.
I'll be there. I would be there.
Queuing up for Lauren and Earl and Pranav.
See, I've got a picture with Chuck. I've got one with Pranav. No, yes.
Who are you missing? Lauren and Earl.
Well, we did a podcast with Lauren, so I think that counts, right? Surely that counts.
Yeah, you can get a selfie from the podcast. Yeah.
I'll just make it up. I'm just missing Earl. Missing the full set.
Yeah. You're like your ServiceNow celebrities. I'm liken it to the, Disneyland. You get these, like, signing books.
Yes.
You go around to the characters, you get them to sign it.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's what we need.
We love our dev advocates. They're nice people.
Right. Cool, what else have we got?
More Gen AI.
I like the sound of that one. Gen AI demystified your grandma's guide to understand the tech. Was
grandma's guide.
I like that. Who came up with that?
That's a cool title.
Like it.
Do you want me to go into these and see if it says a bit more? Let's have a look at that one. That sounds interesting. Let's have a look. So this is So ServiceNow doing it. So Miguel and Thomas delve into the fundamental principles. Okay. For non-technical professionals. So yeah. So
I just, like that.
Just kind of dumbing it down and yeah, removing all the jargon.
Don't say that. Right. What else have we got? Come on.
Okay. Hack for good. Oh, many of those.
Hack for good is a golden opportunity.
Build an app to help tech innovation.
okay.
Oh, global tech education nonprofit. I know we mentioned around the kind of like the nonprofit stuff before, didn't we? Yeah. Like the charity work that that we talked about in the past.
So what's also interesting is like this is happening multiple times, right? So you can if you miss it once, you've got opportunities.
That's useful.
Okay, so let's whiz through. I notice I can see your slider there's just at the top, so we've got loads to go through. Multi-layer. Yeah, we're not going to get through them all. Let's just
Tuesday.
Pick out some that just sound interesting. Oh, what's that? Ship reliable code.
Oh, ship. You said ship.
Automated testing framework. Okay.
A bit of ATF. Yeah. Okay.
AI again. Unlock the potential.
AI. Yeah.
10th thing you didn't know about Snug. No. That's a good one.
Collaboration. Code.
What would you want to see if you were going to keep scrolling down? What would you want to see?
I mean, this is so Gen AI heavy, isn't it? And it's clearly the future. I think I would like
live coding happy hour. That's what I definitely want to go and see.
Yes,
what we want.
Yeah, shout out to, I think Earl does a lot of those, doesn't he?
But yeah.
I love those videos. Very much informal. I like the style of that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, YouTube show. Yeah, what would I like? I would like to see kind of like the Snug things. So the things you don't hear or the events that you don't know about, or because I'd definitely go to them sorts of things.
Like raising awareness about the kind of unsung heroes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's
new kid on the block. Oh, Creator Studio. Okay.
Oh, one. Yeah. I still haven't seen Creator Studio in the PDIs.
No, I don't think I have.
I was going to show that, but that's like the new App Engine Studio, isn't it?
That's next one. Want to learn how you can switch from integration technology from REST to GraphQL. I definitely want to see this. I went at CreatorCon last year. I was on the stream that we talked about GraphQL. So Chuck actually led that course. It was a really good course.
Yeah.
But I'm desperate to see not necessarily more use cases, because I think I've got those in my head, right? But it's more, I'd like to hear about more people using it in the real world.
Yes. It's definitely a rare thing.
It's we all know the pros and cons, or at least I can go and Google the pros and cons and then and then talk about them. And I know it's kind of the way that we should be thinking in terms of architecture, but I just like to see it. I'd like to, when I talk to my colleagues and my friends in the industry, I'd like them to go, yeah, we span up a GraphQL rather than REST.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean?
REST.
I don't know how we get that. I think it's just doing more things like this, raising awareness, getting more people involved.
Yeah, definitely. And I think since playing with it myself, it's definitely something that I'm going to keep in mind as well.
I think it's just a comfort level, isn't it? It's about, because the customer's never going to come to you, or at least very few customers will come to you and say, oh, can we do it via GraphQL? Because they're expecting us to push that forward. So I need to certainly understand that more.
The impact of intersectionality in your team dynamic.
Go on, dive into that one. What is that?
Dive into that. It sounds interesting. Different. Go on. Learn firsthand insights from community experts. Okay. As they share personal experiences and tips from embracing intersectionality. I still don't know what that means.
No,
by
I don't
fostering
know.
Fostering team trust and championing workplace allyship.
Right,
teamwork.
Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Collaboration, teamwork. Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you what, something that we mentioned in the past is we wanted to see more of the kind of like the soft skill stuff, didn't we?
Yes.
We mentioned that around, the other side of the coin for developers and people who are ServiceNow professionals, you know, is about the ability to present, the ability to communicate and that sort of thing.
Yes, yeah, the soft skills of consultancy, absolutely.
It's good to see that on there, I think.
Yes, go back, go on, let's keep whizzing.
Text to flow, lovely. More Gen AI, CMDB, Workflow Studio.
There's a variety. Yeah. Oh, What's that? Which GAI one? Controller.
Yeah, the Gen AI controller to integrate with the like other models.
Is that what we're calling it now? Or now have I missed the memo that said we're now calling it GAI rather than Gen AI?
You don't say guy, do you? Guy control.
But, honestly, is that a terminology we need to adopt? Or is that the first time you've seen that?
That's the first time I've seen it in that format. I've always seen it as Gen AI control.
Okay. Yeah, and me. All right. That's fine. If it's something we need to adopt, then fair enough. But now I know if that comes up, I know what it is. Yeah.
Definitely a few integration ones in there. We've seen custom a lot more. They don't usually push that.
Contentious
too much,
comment here. It says integration hub, one word. I thought that was now two separate words. Tut, tut, tut. Keep going.
Designing apps, I like that.
Hack for good again.
Hack for good again, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, definitely. Oh, well, CJ and the
service
Duke.
Service graph
shout
connected.
Out, CJ and the Duke.
CJ and the Duke live.
Right, where's the service?
We need to do a live. We need to do a live, but that's going to be so good. Go into that, though. What are they talking about?
Shall we see? All right. We'll bring that up with the organisers next year.
This is why people, right, okay, we may not be live at Knowledge. However, we are second best, and that's why we try harder.
Nice. It's a good slogan.
That's our slogan.
That's it.
What are they looking at? 25 years combined. Okay, that'll be a good one, that one.
Yeah.
They'll just be talking candidly about their experience.
Yeah, I mean, these are the OGs. These are the stuff that these are the people you really learn from, and, you know, the people you should follow on LinkedIn and
absolutely.
Listen to them. But so
this time next year, Rodders. This time next
year.
We'll get there. Right, okay.
Very good.
What else have we got? Snug.
Next experience. Next. Yeah. Knowledge manager.
It's time to call an episode. Go. Oh, you missed one that looks exciting. Stop. Calling all ServiceNow admins, it's time to network and connect. Go into that one. That would be a good one. If you are there and you are a techie, let me have a look.
Oh, it's just a networking session.
Yeah, so, right. If you're listening to this, whenever we put this out, when are we going to go for it? Monday? We'll probably just slam this out Monday, I would have thought. We can't put it out after next week, right? Because it'd be pointless. So let's either put it out today or Monday, whatever.
Yep.
If you are going and you're a techie, I would advocate going to this. And it's so easy to be, but I don't know anyone. I don't want to be exposed there. There's lots of people that are cleverer than me, that are more techie than me, that I'll feel intimidated because they're better. Or maybe just me. But it's so easy to think that and kind of sit in your bubble. Think of it, you're going to Vegas, man. So you're going somewhere that you might not have been to before. So you're already crossing that comfort zone. I would just say for one day, fake it till you make it and go to these things and just have a chat.
Yeah. I think it's probably the realization that, you know, it's not about separate partners, separate companies. Yeah. Everyone's got the same kind of reason to be there.
Exactly. You're all there for a shared reason. That's a really good point. You're all there for a shared reason. And I just challenge people to go up to someone you don't know and just go, hi.
Yeah.
I'm Russ. Don't say I'm Russ because that might be a bit weird. But say, insert your name. What's the worst that's going to happen? No one's ever going to turn around and go, yeah, jog on. It's not that kind of event. So do that one. Like that one. Yeah. Next. What's next? Come on.
Very good. Did you want to have a look at the other types in here? Because there was a few of them at the top, wasn't there?
Conscious of time. Come on.
Yeah.
We've both got to eat as well.
Now on now. What does that mean?
What?
Now on now.
How's that? Now on now, the ultimate digital assistance for employees. Oh, is this Gen AI stuff specifically, is it? Oh, look, no. Hang on. They've got Gen AI written up there. Where's GAI? Or is that just the controller?
Inconsistencies.
It'll be just the controller, though.
Yeah. Oh, so this is essentially ServiceNow talking about their own instances and how they've used AI and
that will be a good one. That would be a good one.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Do what I'd like to see. I tell you what I'd be interested in is this. You know, it's all very well saying this is Gen AI now and or GAI, however you want to say it. this is what we're doing with it now. But I'd like to see what the roadmap looks like for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what are the plans, you know?
Yeah. That's the juicy stuff.
Yeah, that's the juicy that's stuff the that we'll juicy. Never get to see. Right.
Definitely. But yeah, I think because essentially ServiceNow are going to be the first adopters to anything they do, obviously.
Yeah, of course. So
clearly there'll be things that you can learn from what they've done. And I'm sure they'll share their war stories and things that haven't gone quite so well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So a lot of the keynotes, and there's a lot of customers speaking. So if you're going there from a customer, it happens at World Forums around the world in October. You go and listen to these customers and say, how have they spun up ITSM? How have they done demand management? And you listen, right? But absolutely get along to the ServiceNow ones, because whatever they've implemented in their own business is going to be top notch. Because they're not going to want to tell you, look at our product that we made and we only use half of it. They're going to show you the whole thing and what the art of the possible is. So those are absolutely worth going to.
Yeah.
100%. Maybe a tiny bit of smoke and mirrors in there, but you didn't hear me say that.
Yeah. To be expected.
Yeah, right. To be expected. What else have we got?
Think big. Gen AI again. Everyone did know, but we're too afraid to ask about Gen AI.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, I would ask. Why do you say Gen AI and then why sometimes GAI? I'm not afraid to ask.
Yeah. Right.
Gen AI stuff. Blah, blah, blah. What's in the next one?
Oh, hold on. I've just seen Dr. Pepper. What's this?
Ooh.
Brewing up a new OT, IT lifecycle management approach for Keurig Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Fair enough. Activities.
What? Expo activities.
Right.
Ask the analyst.
Is that loaded? Yeah.
NTT data. Oh, do you think James Barr's going to that one? He's the expert.
Shall we see if he's leading it?
No. What else have we got? Customer zeros to AI heroes. Oh, they're not customer zeros. That's not nice. Build delightful customer experiences.
Oh, what's interesting is that these are like 15 minutes long. So they're kind of like little snippets.
These
so
I will guess be out. You're
finding little time pockets in your agenda.
Yes.
To fill up.
These things will be out on the expo floor where you kind of put in a headset and listen to, I would have thought.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? They always look so weird. Don't know if you've ever been to any expos where you want to listen to a talk on the expo floor and they all give you headsets and suddenly there's like a sea of, I don't know, 30, 40 people all sat there silently nodding at them with headsets on. Listening to some rave music or something.
Silent disco. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I think that's probably enough of that. But yeah, clearly... there's an overarching theme there, isn't there?
There's an overarching theme of Gen AI. What I'd be interested in, though, is where that differentiates from last year, as I'm sure it will do. And that kind of leads me on to the next point, really. So thanks for sharing that. So when I guess the key takeaway is it's got an agenda builder. Go in, see what there is. If you haven't built your agenda yet, go and do it. Right. And in fact, you'll probably be too late by the time we put this out on Monday. See, it's over and gone with. But it gives an opportunity. Even if you're not going, go and have a look. You get a flavor of what's going to be talked about when the people get back to work and they start talking to you about these things. Yes. Right. So that's one piece. The next piece is with our person on the floor. And this leads me to this. We've got a special guest. Hopefully we'll tee this up today where. I don't know whether we're going to do it live or we'll just do a recording. We'll probably just do a recording because we had some issues with Wi-Fi last year. So we'll do a recording and get it almost straight out. So it'll be near live where we're going to talk to them about what's happening on the floor, what's happened on that first day. So I'm thinking we do it Wednesday. We can get to know what the key features are from the Tuesday keynotes, what's happening on the expo, what's the general vibe, what's the feel, and any kind of advice that they've got. From being there. So that'll be really exciting. So make sure you listen and watch out for that. It'll be going live probably Wednesday. It'll be up on Wednesday. And there's some exciting stuff that this person's been doing in terms of statistics around, how many people are going to knowledge nowadays than pre-COVID. There's also, I think he's going to be doing some live, some post-knowledge keynotes and his takeaways from that as well.
Yeah.
But I probably said too much because if it doesn't happen, who listens to this anyway? It doesn't really matter, does it? Doesn't make much of a difference. Right, is there anything else we want to talk about, James, before we conclude this episode? Did you do anything this weekend? It's bank holiday.
Do you know what? This one snuck up on me, this one, because I think majority of the rest of the world have the bank holiday on the Wednesday, like the first, don't they? But we move ours to the Monday in the UK because we like a long weekend.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah, but no, I completely missed this one. I haven't planned anything around
Garden Centre, perhaps.
But my kids are at school.
On Monday?
Yep.
What kind of weird parallel universe do you live in?
I know.
Don't answer that. You might get judged. Not from me, just say. You know, so what am I doing? Here we go. If you are vegetarian or vegan, then you may as well turn off now. So tomorrow, I am going to a Brazilian restaurant for dinner.
Oh, is this where they come round with all the meats on the board?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I haven't been to one of those for about 12 years, the last one I went to. So I am immensely looking forward to it. I'm literally going to starve myself from this evening all the way through tomorrow.
Yeah. Nice. Steak galore.
Yeah. If you haven't heard of what they are, just go and Google it. It's just like a carnivore's heaven.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And then Monday, I think there's a Mayfair, which, again, if you're not from the UK, it's like a village event thing where they've got stalls and stands and basically an opportunity for your kids to rinse you of all the money you've got in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's essentially what it is, really.
Buy all sorts of tat.
Buy burgers that are 25 quid. Maybe have a beer for 18 and off you go.
Yeah.
Happy some days. Arguments mixed in between, you know. No, you can't go on this fair ride, but it's all good fun. It's all good fun. So on that note, I think we should conclude today's session. Do you want to take?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So obviously, those going to knowledge, we're not jealous in the slightest. Again,
no FOMO.
No FOMO. But yeah, enjoy it. Obviously, definitely look at building up your agendas. Make it nice and varied. There's a lot of Gen AI in there, but there's some other fantastic sessions clearly that we've just seen and been through just now. So look forward to it. Enjoy it. We'll look forward to hearing from you as well. Share your thoughts. You know, what did you think of knowledge as well? And hopefully, you know, you'll see this video next week of us with our special guest who will be able to share the details of knowledge and what's happening as
this
well.
This is it.
Yeah. So I guess it leaves for us to say...
How long has it been? You don't know what you're doing. Go.
I've been James.
And I've been Russ.
And this is The Service Ducks.
Hey. You never get to do that bit. I've just realised it's...
I don't. I just cut in and did it.
That's why you didn't know what you were doing. Anyway.